Shrunk.
Shrink?
Not shrink. Shrunk.
Shrunk.
Ow, that hurts.
What women carry all their paraphernalia in their comb and brush?
Purse.
And would you call that anything else?
Pocketbook.
Which would you use most often?
Purse, no.
Did you used to use?
Pocketbook.
Pocketbook. Did your mother have one?
Yes.
What did she call it?
Pocketbook. That's right. Just
yeah.
Like a refrigerator. What do you call it? Ice box.
Ice box.
What you put on top of your bed after you get the bed all made with the sheets?
Bedspread.
Bedspread, yeah.
Sam's
smart. Danny, she's asking me now.
Yeah,
you know.
This is your grandpa's name.
Won't you go answering?
Well, I did.
You call it anything
no.
else?
No, nothing that I know.
Did you ever hear of a counterpane?
No.
Or how about one that's real heavy and it's got limestone on it, you use it in the winter?
Oh, yeah, I remember that name, but I can't think of it now, will you?
Heavy, keeps you warm.
Quilt.
Would you call it anything else?
Don't interfere, Danny. I mean it now.
Would you call it anything else?
No, that's about
it. Did you ever hear of comforter?
Well, I've heard of the word
yeah,
comforter, but I never referred it in that respect.
Right. Did you ever hear of a feather tick?
No.
Feather tick.
If you have a bed on the floor, just like a little
yeah.
mattress, over, say over in the corner, would you have a name for that?
No.
Did you ever hear the word pallet?
No.
And beds one on top of the other?
Yeah.
I should know. I'm the end of the town.
You can help me on that one.
Bunk.
Bunk beds. That's right.
Bunk.
Yeah.
The words don't come to my mind.
Oh, listen, I know. Believe me, they don't come to mine either. If you have good soil, what would you call that? In your, say, if you're going to grow plants
garden.
Or something. What would you have
well,
to, for the dirt itself, what might you call it?
Well, I would call it soil.
Mm-hmm.
Myself.
Would you ever call it black dirt?
Black dirt.
Well, black dirt makes good soil. Yeah. You got to buy black dirt to make good soil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about loam? Did you ever hear loam?
No.
Or loom?
No.
And if you have, well, what used to be out here before they built up? A lot
swamp.
Of, yeah.
Swamp.
Would you call that anything else?
No. Mm-hmm. Just swamp area. Prairie, yeah. Well, a prairie to me was something that wasn't loaded with water all the time, you know.
Swampy would be more like
this area here in particular used to be a swamp area.
Yeah.
It was always water.
You remember that?
Yes.
When you were a kid?
Oh, yes.
When did they build up out here?
Oh, I'd say about 45 years ago.
Uh-huh.
47, 48 years ago.
Mm.
I remember, I had a date one night with this one girl that borrowed someone's Model T form and this Ford, and they had cinders piled. And I used to like to go up and down with the Model T Ford, and I wasn't familiar with the area.
Yeah.
And I remember the last hill we went over, we went into Wolf Lake.
Oh no.
And this girl had almost had her whole nose tore off.
Ooh.
Stuffy.
Yeah, and he's got his wife.
And it was completely torn off. They had to sew it all back on. And to this day, she's still got all that
big scar.
Scar.
Did you get her?
No, I didn't get her.
Yeah,
she
was
did.
Good.
I guess she got a little more excited and went to jump out.